This is a CBC podcast.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, listener, and welcome to the Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. How'd I do, Mr. Orlando?
Excellent. You have learned a lot in training, Gary. Do you want to try the introduction as well?
Oh, you betcha. I am Mr. Orlando the Moose, and this is Gary the Unicorn.
I guess 2 years of training won't be enough after all.
Hey, how does this button work again? Oh, wait. Never mind. I got it.
Hello? My name is Sarah. Can I please have a story about a llama that's named Lola that gets lost in the Atlantic Ocean? Bye!
Super suggestion, Sarah. One llama named Lola, lost in the Atlantic, coming right up.
What? Are you sure you're ready for narrating, Gary?
I've got this totally under control, Mr. Orlando. You just take care of those chimes.
Okay.
We're lost in the Atlantic!
That's Lola the llama and her best pal, Lamar. But to understand how they came to be lost in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, we have to go back. Lola the llama was always getting lost.
Getting lost isn't so bad. Sure, it takes longer to get places and you never know where you are, but you also never know what you'll find. Like I always say, you have to enjoy the journey.
One afternoon, Lola got herself lost all the way down to the beach.
Whoa, that's the biggest puddle I've ever seen.
Oh, spoken like a true landlubber. That's no puddle. That is the ocean.
Well, I'm not a landlubber. I'm Lola the llama.
Lamar swept off his pirate hat and bowed to Lola.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. I am Lamar, the richest pirate to ever sail these seven seas. Only, I can't seem to remember where I buried my treasure.
I'll help you find it. Lost things are my specialty. I'm lost myself half the time.
Now, you're probably thinking pirates have pet parrots, not llamas. And there's a good reason for that. It's not just because parrots can talk or because their favorite cracker treats keep really well for months at sea. It's because parrots are planners. They're really smart, and they keep their pirate pals on track. And Lola the llama, who loved getting lost, was pretty much the opposite of a parrot planner.
All right, Lola, let's set sail. Which way to the treasure?
Lola looked out to sea and saw a glimmer in the distance.
There's something shiny over there. Let's go that way.
So they sailed away. But no matter how far they went, they never seemed to reach the glimmering spot.
Maybe we should stop and ask someone. Like that octopus. Ahoy, matey!
Lola looked over the side of the ship, and in the water below was an eight-armed octopus.
Ahoy! I'm Octavia. How can I help?
We're looking for Lamar's treasure. Have you seen it?
I don't think so. I've been too busy practicing my cartwheels. Do you want to see my cartwheels?
Octavia didn't wait for an answer. She spread out her arms and did cartwheel after cartwheel along the ocean floor.
I've been sailing 47 years, but I've never seen an octopus do that before.
Look, Lamar, the glimmer has moved over there.
Lola pointed in a new direction. Sure enough, the shine was on the horizon, so they set sail once again.
Lola, are you sure this is the way? That cloud looks awfully familiar. I think we've passed it before.
Well, I think we remember passing that.
Lola pointed over the side of the boat. There was a cloud of jellyfish in the water, but they weren't just floating around like normal jellyfish.
Jumping jellyfish! Those are jumping jellyfish!
Ha! Great form, Jerry.
Thanks, Janice.
Excuse me, Jerry's. You must get a great view when you're jumping. Could you see if you can spy Lamar's treasure?
No problem.
Janice and Jerry Jelly both flipped high into the air, sending sparkly water droplets flying. It was beautiful.
Wow,
am not sure what this treasure is, but we could see something shimmery over that way.
Good luck. Hope you find what you're looking for.
So Lamar and Lola set sail towards the shimmer that the jellies had pointed to. They passed a dolphin dance crew. Yo, yo, check it out. Fin spin.
Oh, sweet moves.
And a starfish theater troupe.
To shell or not to shell? That is the question.
But they didn't sail past any treasure. And Lamar was starting to feel a little lost.
Maybe we should go back to that first shimmery spot you saw, Lola. Which way was that?
Lola shielded her eyes against the sun and looked out to sea.
That was, I think... You know what? The way the sun sparkles on these waves, it's hard to tell which shimmery spot is mine.
Lola, have we been chasing sun sparkles this whole time?
It's a distinct possibility, yes.
And now you don't know which direction we came from?
Not exactly. No.
So that means we're lost in the Atlantic. Oh, what a waste of a day. We haven't found a single piece of treasure, and now we're lost.
It wasn't a wasted day at all. Sure, we got lost, but we also saw so many neat things. We can keep looking for your treasure tomorrow and imagine all the neat stuff we'll get to see while we look.
Well, that's true. I guess we just have to enjoy the journey.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
The end.
Gary, that was an excellent narrating job. You know, maybe your training is complete after all.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Orlando. Now let's get to the next story request.
Wait, no, Gary, this is the end of the podcast.
But I don't want it to end. If we don't read the outro, we can just keep reading forever.
Yeah, this is an important part of the job, Gary. watch and learn. If you're a storyteller in training, please send us your order at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request to the Story Store at cbc.ca. You never know what the Story Store will have in store.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.